Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
On the line now, I've got Tim Marshall, one of the brains behind the Beer Buses and Warts Classic Festival that happens each year, but not good news this year, is it, Tim?
No. Unfortunately, we have come to the decision that we're going to have to cancel or postpone till next year.
It makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Because there's no guarantee that the pubs will all be open.
That's one of the factors that, we sincerely hope they all will be open by then, but we've got we have to face the fact that we can't guarantee that.
No.
And even if they are lifting lockdown, there might still be some form of social distancing, limiting the number of people per bus, which would just make me putting the event on impossible. But that wasn't the only factor that we took into consideration.
Okay, what else was there?
Well, the bottom line is that we have to have enough buses to cope with the number of people.
Yeah.
In no particular order, one of the factors is that if the event was going to go ahead, it might be one of the very few going ahead. In which case, I mean, last year we were talking about 18,000 people. We might possibly be talking about an awful lot more than that.
Yeah.
That was one factor that we... another factor is that we're totally reliant on people bringing their buses down to the Isle of Wight,
mm-hmm.
Which they do completely without remuneration.
Yeah.
So that... and some will... have not been able to maintain their buses properly because they're locked away in garages and they can't get to them. Some of them perhaps might not be able to afford. They might be freelance drivers or and they've been suffering financial hardship and would not be able to afford to bring them down to the island.
Yeah.
That was another factor. So we were looking at possibly too many people and not enough buses, and it will be very foolish for us to go ahead under those circumstances.
I think if you can't plan with any certainty, it makes sense to draw a line under it and say enough for this year then.
Yes, we wanted people to know as soon as we'd made the decision, we wanted to let people know as soon as we possibly could. We don't want them booking hotels or booking ferries and then having to cancel.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. It's a shame, but it is the right decision, I think.
The feedback, we were initially concerned that people would go, well, they want to cancel that for us, not till October. But with one exception, I think on social media there was somebody that came up with a comment, but slightly more fruitful terminology than
yes.
Goodness sake, it's not until October. But that was the only one I've seen. Everybody else has been very sympathetic and understanding.
That's good.
I think people don't understand how much effort goes into the planning, and you can't plan either something in October or even November not knowing what the situation is going to be next month or the month after.
No, we started planning this 4 weeks ago, the bits that we could start planning. As far as which pubs wanted to be involved and what they were going to have on that sort of thing. We're 4 weeks behind, and that is being able to put specific buses on specific routes.
Yeah.
We haven't been able to start that. And last year we were already 4 weeks into that process at this time of year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes absolute sense. It is a great shame, but what I'd like to know, I'm sure everybody else would like to know, is it'll definitely come back next year.
We have every intention. I shall be extremely disappointed if we can't do it next year. And hopefully everyone will be reinvigorated after having a year off, and we'll see even more buses coming down.
That's sometimes the upside of these things. Everyone gets a year lying fallow, as it were, and they come back with more energy.
Yes, that's true. I mean, we did find that some people were saying that we've done 6 years, we're going to have a year off this year. Not particularly, but a significant number. So that everyone's going to get a year off now and, like I say, hopefully come back reinvigorated, and hopefully we'll see even more classic buses down for the event.
Of course you will.
Well, that's what we're hoping for, because it is a great event. Well, thank you for that, Tim. I do realise it's a very disappointing time for you, but it is the right decision.
Well, thank you very much for your support. It is very disappointing for me. It's the highlight of my year, but we think it's the right decision. We hope people understand why we've made it and why we've made it at this particular time.
Yeah, I'm sure they will understand.
Good.
Well, I think the other upside is you probably won't need blood pressure medication this year then.
And I won't need about 5 pairs of dry shoes like I did last year.
No. Well, thanks very much for your time, and thanks for putting that message out there for us. And it's very important to get that out in a timely manner and give people hope that it will be back next year.
Thank you very much indeed, and we look forward to some better news perhaps later in the year.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks very much, Tim, and we'll talk to you again soon with some better news, hopefully.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you for your support.
Bye for now.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.